This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, June 30th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downey. Here's today's headlines. Ag groups look to kill WOTUS. Farm bill, ask, said modest. And Cuban buy raises some hopes. Now here's a programming note. Note that Daybreak will not be publishing on July 3rd and July 4th. That in honor of the Independence Day holiday. Block WOTUS everywhere, groups tell judge in Texas. Some major farm groups aren't satisfied with the Biden administration's promise to revise its Waters of the U.S. rule by September. Those groups are trying to force the administration to withdraw the rule and write a new one. Business groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the American Farm Bureau Federation, have told the district court judge in Texas that the Supreme Court's recent Sackett decision, quote, directly invalidates major portions of the rule issued by the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers in January. Now keep in mind, in March, a U.S. district judge, Jeffrey Vincent Brown, enjoined implementation of the Biden administration rule in Texas and Idaho, but declined to issue a nationwide injunction. Nonetheless, the rule is now stayed in 27 states. Earlier this week, EPA and the Corps told a judge in North Dakota, who has already enjoined the rule in 24 states, that they plan to amend their Waters of the U.S. rule, but not a wholesale rewrite. Ag policy veteran. Farm bill asks are modest. A battle-scarred veteran of farm bill drafting says the requests that agriculture groups are making this year are relatively reasonable given the overall size of the legislation. These are pretty modest programs with pretty modest requests. I just don't see that being insurmountable. Chuck Connor, now the president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, says in an interview for AgriPulse Newsmakers. Connor was a top advisor to then-President George W. Bush during the development of the 2002 Farm Bill and Deputy Ag Secretary when the 2008 Farm Bill was crafted. Connor acknowledges that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky warned this week against expecting much new funding for the legislation. Connor says, quote, that's something we pretty much knew already, but having that underscored by an important farm bill leader, I think should be instructive to us. This week's newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Cuba rice purchase renews hope for U.S. producers. A rare commercial shipment of U.S. rice arrived earlier this month in Cuba, that renewing hopes by the USA Rice Federation that trade between the two countries might pick up again despite U.S. government restrictions. USA Rice isn't saying how much was sent to Cuba, except to note that it was relatively small. Still, the group stressed that the last meaningful commercial sale to Cuba buyers was in 2008. We understand that the buyers in Cuba really enjoyed the rice we shipped, and we hope that the demand continues to grow, said Bobby Hanks, CEO of Supreme Rice Mill, the company that sold the rice to Cuba. If we're successful in demonstrating demand in this market right in our backyard, maybe it will help Congress realize it's time for legislative changes that make doing business there easier. U.S. convinces Colombia to drop poultry ban. USDA says it acted quickly when Colombia unexpectedly banned U.S. poultry earlier this month out of concerns for avian influenza. Colombia's Ag Ministry instructed its ports to reject entry to any U.S. poultry on June 1. USDA says it joined forces with the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, quote, to leverage our free trade agreement to pressure Colombian officials to lift the ban. In parallel, USDA staff in Colombia directed U.S. companies, Colombian importers, local trade associations, and State Department economic officials to communicate the impact of the ban on bilateral relations with Colombia's ministries of agriculture and trade. By June 8th, Colombia agreed to drop the ban, says USDA. Though it wasn't in place long, the ban still managed to delay delivery of about $1.1 million worth of U.S. poultry. USDA economists assess market concentration. USDA's Economic Research Service is out with a new report that pulls together data on market concentration across agriculture and food sectors. Some of the key findings. Two seed companies now account for 72% of planted corn acres and 66% of planted soybean acres in the United States. The largest meat packers account for 85% of cattle slaughter and 67% of hog slaughter. Five to six store chains account for most grocery sales in major metro areas. Advancements in biotechnology have had a major impact on the seed sector, the 57-page report notes. While seed prices overall rose by 270% between 1990 and 2020, the seed costs for crops grown primarily with genetically modified traits increased by 463%. The increase in seed prices reflected to large degree the higher productivity of improved crop varieties and provided a return on investment in R&D by seed companies, the report says. Now keep in mind, the report cautions that while high concentration can raise prices for consumers and lower prices for producers, high concentration often results, quote, from factors like innovations or the realization of scale economies that improve productivity and reduce costs and prices. Take note, USDA continues to fund expansions in meat and poultry processing. The department yesterday announced 15 new awards totaling $115 million in 17 states. The largest of the grants for $25 million were pay for equipping the new Cattleman Heritage Beef Company, southeast of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Here's today's He Said It. Supporting our small meat and poultry producers and processors is key to increasing market competition, lowering costs for consumers, and improving resiliency in our domestic supply chain. That the top Democrat on the House Ag Committee, Georgia Representative David Scott, on the USDA funding announcement. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, June 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.